its current state on WKAR. In 2003, former Governor Jennifer Granholm launched the Cool Cities Initiative to spur growth and investment in Michigan cities. One response to the initiative was Scene Metro Space, a community art and performance space in East Lansing. The city closed the space last April, but recently announced an agreement to reopen with MSU heading programming and operations. And with us to talk about the space now is Jacqueline Sullivan, Director of Galleries at MSU. Jacqueline, welcome to Current State.
Thank you for having me.
We are now going to talk about art on the radio.
Wonderful.
Why did Scene Metro Space close in April?
It's my understanding that the city was just looking for a partner to help fund the space. Financially, they just needed a little bit of assistance.
And how did MSU get involved with that?
The city approached the Department of Art, Art History, and Design and just asked if we would be interested in partnering with them. And after many city council meetings, on July 2nd, they decided that it was a go. And July 6th, the university signed an agreement with the city so that we could partner in running and operating the space.
What kind of changes were made to the space for this reopening?
A lot of the changes that we made during the time that we were closed over the summer had specifically to do with the space itself. We updated a lot of the lighting. We added some sort of shifted walls so that we had a little bit more flexibility in how we could display art. And maybe the biggest impact is that we put a brand new floor in, which made the space a lot brighter and more inviting.
Nice. It was initially in a different location. I've kind of lost track. Where did it start and where did it end up?
So originally, it was actually located on Abbott Road, just across the street from Dublin Square. And in 2007, they moved it to 110 Charles Street, right next to Giorgio's. We actually share an entrance with them, as well as all of their wonderful pizza smells. And it's been operating there ever since.
We're speaking with Jacqueline Sullivan, Director of Galleries at MSU, about Scene Metro Space. It's just reopened under MSU's direction. So now that MSU is overseeing operations, what will the programming be like?
So a lot of the programming we're hoping will stay relatively similar to what was happening in the past. We're going to continue to have art exhibitions that run for about 6 weeks at a time. They'll be themed exhibitions. They'll feature artists working in our community as well as artists working in other communities. One misconception is that we're just going to show student art, and we have spaces for that. This is a space to show the community. In addition, we're also hoping that we can shine a light on Scene Metro Space, not just in our community, but by having open calls that feature artists regionally and nationally, we can bring other artists into our community and send our artists out into theirs.
How do you think the changes with MSU's guidance and that kind of thing will affect attendance and participation at Scene Metro Space?
I think that we're hoping to still hit the big crowd that they were hitting before. We want to engage the community as much as possible. But I think by having MSU involved, we are going to draw more students to the space. I think we're also going to draw more faculty participation, which can only help.
I found myself wondering and I've lived in this town for close to all my life, people who didn't usually seem to be that interested in visual art have kind of gotten, it seems, revitalized with the opening of the Broad Museum. Do you think that that's helping make some of the smaller art facilities more of a draw?
Definitely. I think that with the opening of the Broad Art Museum, MSU sort of made a point that art is a part of this university and it's something we want to highlight. So by engaging with the community in a space that is actually off campus that crosses Grand River, we're hoping that we can continue to grow that excitement and that enthusiasm for arts in East Lansing and the greater East Lansing community.
So tell us a little bit about the current exhibit. What's the theme of that?
So our first show is called Place in Proximity, and it features artists from Michigan, Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio. We had roughly 73 artists submit work for the show and about 400 actual art pieces submitted for consideration. We were fortunate enough to engage with an alumni from the art department. His name is Dustin London, to be our juror for the show. And he selected 26 pieces and 19 artists from across those four states to be a part of this first inaugural exhibition.
That's a lot of response. How did you get the word out to the artists who submitted?
A lot of emails. A lot of social media and a lot of reposting of the call and just trying to hit as many different types of outlets for folks who look for exhibitions to participate in.
Describe some of the works that are featured in this exhibit.
I think one of the most exciting parts about this show is that because the only theme was where you're from, we have a really diverse makeup in this exhibition, and not only in medium, but in content and in sort of conceptual arrangements of pieces. We have painting, photography, sculpture and drawing, and even a video piece, all the way down to a 3D printed palm tree that sits in front of a video that plays a loop of waves. And we have artists that are not just community artists, but students from across those four states, as well as faculty and just professional artists. So it's a really wonderful mix-up that we gave our juror quite the challenge to try and wrangle. We did this show was juried through a blind process, which means that the juror knew the titles of the artworks, the medium, the scale, and had an artist statement, but he didn't know names and he didn't know where anyone was from. So that made the show sort of even more exciting to see how this could all work together.
How long does this exhibit run?
The show is open until October 30th. We decided that it would be a good idea to not have a student sitting in the gallery on Halloween. We all know what East Lansing looks like on Halloween.
Well, you heard what happened at our prize this week too, right?
Oh, geez, no.
Someone had a display with that included beads and necklaces, and apparently people thought that they were for them. So,
oh yeah,
that stay tuned for more on that story. I don't know how that all ends up, but it was participatory to say the least. I understand that there's a new juried exhibit being released this week. What will that one be like?
That one is going to be a national call. That one's going to be featuring artists that make work on a small scale so that we can include more artists in the exhibition and so we can encourage artists to view work in a slightly different way. So this work is meant to be viewed up close and personal, and we're excited that our juror for this show is going to be Professor Jaewon Lee from the Department of Art, Art History, and Design.
We've been speaking with Jacqueline Sullivan, Director of Galleries at MSU, about the reopening of Scene Metro Space. Jacqueline, we thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.